Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is May 16th, 2021, and this is episode 18. And today we'll be reviewing the audible book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth by T. Harv Eker. This audible book will teach you the money blueprint on how to become a millionaire. The author was taught, if you are not doing as well as you would like, all that means is there is something you don't know. In order to get rich, you have to think rich. The first steps to change is awareness. It is not enough to be in the right place at the right time. You also have to be the right person in the right place at the right time. Everything is a result. Money is a result. Wealth is a result. Health is a result. We live in a world of cause and effect. All results are brought about by our thoughts. Our results are brought about by the process of manifestation. Thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to actions. And actions lead to results. Your financial blueprint is a combination of your thoughts, feelings, and actions in the arena of money. Our outer world is simply a reflection of our inner world. If things aren't going well in your outer world, it is all because things are not going well in your inner world. The three steps of learning are what you hear, you forget. What you see, you remember. What you do, you understand. No thought lives in your head rent-free. Each thought you have will either make you money or cost you money. Nothing has meaning except for the meaning you give it. Choose your thoughts and beliefs wisely. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Wealth Files. Wealth File number one. Rich people believe I create my life. Poor people believe life happens to me. You have to believe that the person staring you in the mirror each and every morning as you brush your teeth is the only person that will create the life you so richly deserve. Wealth file number two. Rich people play the money game to win. Poor people play the money game to not lose. Poor people play the money game mostly on defense rather than offense. Poor people want enough money to only pay the bills. Rich people want enough money to become free and to pass on generational wealth. Wealth file number three. Rich people are committed to being rich. Poor people want to be rich. Poor people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. We get what we subconsciously want and not what we say we want. Rich people choose to be rich by committing to devote themselves unreservedly. Wealth file number four. Rich people think big, poor people think small. Rich people believe in the law of income. The law of income states, you will be paid in direct proportion to the value you bring to the marketplace. Rich people focus on the big major things that will help them to thrive. Poor people focus on the minor things in order to survive. Well, file number five. Rich people focus on opportunities. Poor people focus on obstacles. Rich people focus on the rewards of a new opportunity by thinking long term, while poor people focus on the risk of a new opportunity by thinking short-term. Wealth file number six. Rich people admire other rich and successful people. Poor people resent rich and successful people. The old Hoonah philosophy states, bless that which you want. You cannot attract that which you hate and despise. Wealth file number seven. Rich people associate with positive, successful people. Poor people associate with negative or unsuccessful people. We become who we hang around with most of the time. If you want to be rich, hang around a person who is making more money than you do. If you want to be poor, hang around a person who is doing worse than you do. As the saying goes, if you hang around 9 broke people, guaranteed you will become the 10th. Well, file number 8. Rich people are willing to promote themselves and their value. Poor people think negatively about selling and promotion. Build a better mousetrap and the world will be the path to your door, but only if they know about it. If you had the cure to cancer, would you tell a friend or relative who was suffering from cancer, or keep it to yourself? Well, file number 9. Rich people are bigger than their problems. Poor people are smaller than their problems. The size of the problem is never the issue. Your response to the problem and growing yourself through self-development to handle any problem that comes your way is the key to wealth. Wealth file number 10. Rich people are excellent receivers. Poor people are poor receivers. You have to believe that you are worthy to receive all the gifts that life has to offer you. You have to get in order to give. You cannot give what you do not have. Well, file number 11. Rich people choose to get paid based on results. Poor people choose to get paid based on time. Rich people get paid on commissions, dividends, interest, and profits. Poor people choose to get paid by the hour. You will never make more money than the person you work for. Where your attention goes, energy flows, and results show. Well, file number 12. Rich people think both. Poor people think either or. Do you want to be wealthy or do you want to be healthy? The answer is both. You always want the best of both worlds. Not either, not or. You want both. You always want to have your cake and to eat it too. Well, file number 13. Rich people focus on their net worth. Poor people focus on their working income. Your net worth is your total assets minus your total liabilities. Your net worth is also what is owned minus what is owed. Rich people have multiple streams of passive income. Poor people have one stream of active income called a job. Rich people invest their money and spend what is left. Poor people spend their money and then invest what is left. You have to track your net worth because what you track increases. Well, file number 14. Rich people manage their money well. Poor people mismanage their money well. In order to master money, you must first manage money. What you take care of takes care of you. No one can care about your money more than you do. Either you control your money or it will control you. Well, file number 15. Rich people have their money work hard for them. Poor people work hard for their money. Rich people have passive income, which means that they are making money without having to work for it. Poor people have active income, which means that they are trading time for money. Rich people work smarter. Poor people work harder. Rich people acquire assets. Poor people acquire bills. Well, file number 16. Rich people act in spite of fear. Poor people let fear stop them. The inner world is comprised of your thoughts and feelings. The outer world is comprised of your results. Action is the bridge between the inner world and the outer world. You have to act in spite of fear. Act in spite of doubt. Act in spite of worry. Act in spite of inconvenience. Act in spite of discomfort. Act even when you're not in the mood. The only way for your financial future to change is by taking immediate action today. Well, file number 17. Rich people constantly learn and grow. Poor people think they already know. The only way to tell if you know something is if you live it. By living it, you are doing it each and every day. To know and not do is really not to know. Don't be a know-it-all, be a learn-it-all. The day you think you know it all is the day you tell your mind to shut down. Act like a sponge and constantly absorb new information. Repetition is the mother of learning. The more you learn, the more you earn. There is nothing wrong with making a mistake along the way. Remember, every master was once a disaster. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this Audible book a super solid 5 for providing 17 wealth files on how to develop a millionaire mind. I will list 44 wealth principles in the show notes for anyone looking for more information. To find out more about this Audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this Audible book, or go to www.harvecker.com. Please share this episode with someone that you care about, and if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.